How much time do you spend working on you? What kind of investment have you made in you?
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. You want something, go get it. Period.
Welcome to That's Tight Mate, a podcast that is here to educate, entertain, and inspire all generations. Join us on our journey through all things investing, financial, health and well-being, and most importantly, yourself. While listening, be sure to consider these three questions. How can I use this information? Why is it important? And what actions can I take? And now for your hosts, Brandon and Kyle Turton.
Hello, and welcome to another episode. Episode 11, are you getting the most out of your gym and training sessions? Welcome, Kyle.
Brando, I'm absolutely thrilled to be here today.
That's good. You always seem to be pretty thrilled, which is good.
Yeah, it's always good to have that gusto when you come into the episode.
Hamish and Andy, love
yeah,
it.
Hamish and Andy. Anyway, Brando, what caught your attention last week?
Well, there were a few things that caught my attention, but I'll link it to the episode today. But when I'm at the gym, I generally always notice people on their phones way too much.
Yeah, I feel like there is a lot of people that probably on their phone more than they're actually doing the exercises.
And they actually are, like, 100%.
Like, yeah, I know.
I've seen some guy at the gym. He's getting a drink of water, and he can't even put down his phone to get a drink of water. He's looking at his phone while he's drinking from the bubblers. Crazy. Yeah,
people are so distracted these days. It's pretty alarming.
It is. Kyle, what caught your attention?
What caught my attention this week was Mr. Elon Musk. I feel like we're always talking about him.
I love him.
He is the man of the news.
He is.
So he's obviously came out, acquired 9.2% of Twitter. And then a few days later, he put a bid in to acquire the whole company to take it private. That's big play, pretty big news. Will it be a good outcome if he does take it over?
Not sure, but...
Is it good for Tesla?
Yeah, basically, I don't really care what Elon does as long as he keeps Tesla performing, to be honest.
What if his mind's gone to Twitter?
That's one thing that I actually do worry about. Is he too distracted?
He could be distracted like all the people at the gym.
Possibly. Jesus. But anyway, we'll move on from there because today we are talking about resistance training. What is it? So basically, it is anything that creates a resistance when you're pushing or pulling. Anything with a mass, basically. So that can include weights, which can be your free range weights, which includes like your dumbbells, moving barbells, and then there's also machine weights that you can use.
Yeah.
But then there's also resistance bands, cables, which also, you know, are generally connected to a weight as well with that.
And then your own body weight as well.
Yes, that's
good
another
resistance.
Good one. Yes.
Calisthenics, they call it, is it?
Good old
calisthenics.
That word's a bit too big for me, I think.
Anyway, so, you know, like from me doing exercise science at the moment at uni and you doing PE teaching and strength and conditioning, from our point of view, like our opinion is that majority of people should be doing some type of resistance training, but when it comes to that, it's about doing it right. So, you know, making a goal for your training. So make it specific. So what are you training for?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you got, let's say football, you want to increase your speed, you want to increase your leg strength. So let's design a program that's based around, you know, jump squats and power movements.
Plyometrics.
Yeah. Yep. Plyometrics, all stuff that's relevant
to
what you're training for. The ideal thing is specific to the individual.
Oh, completely agree. And yeah, as a future educationalist teaching PE, it's one thing that I really want to embed in my teachings is physical education with resistance training, because I believe if you can get students doing the correct techniques early, then they can use that for the rest of their lives, especially those compound exercises that we'll talk about later on, which we both really love.
And there's that topic where, is it too early to start resistance training at the age of 10 or 12? And I've looked at a few studies at uni and it's like, no, it's not, but the weight should be reasonable to their age.
Yeah.
So reps should be a bit higher, but the weight should not be really heavy.
Yeah, like so that mindset, I guess, is a little bit obsolete now. Mm. That, you know, because of your growth plates or whatever it was.
Stunt your growth.
Yeah. But, which, yeah, studies, yeah, as you said, has shown that that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's pretty important for youngsters to get the foundations right, techniques, because when you do go into a gym by yourself, you know what you're doing. And sometimes for some people, it can be, they can be a bit naive and they don't fully know what equipment to use, how the equipment works.
Yeah. And that's because maybe a lack of education. Like, they're very novice when they come to the gym. And, you know, you and me have both spoken about this before. And we've seen people in the gym and they're honestly just making up exercises in there. I don't know where they've seen it before. But you feel like going and having a chat to them and being like, look, I really don't want to see you get injured. This is how you actually do it. But it's kind of sometimes that awkwardness where you're like...
Yeah, it's that line where... you know, you don't want to see them get injured, but maybe they'll hold a grudge on you. You know, I know better.
Yes. Anyway, from there, though, there are a massive range of benefits that can come from resistance training. Kyle, what are some of the ones?
Yeah, definitely. So the few that we've dotted down, you know, we've got balance. So that's really important. Coordination, you know, for your sports, it's important for that. Strength, so your force production, and then speed and your power.
Yep.
And then what else?
Yeah, so another one's like injury prevention. At the moment, like relative to what I'm doing at the moment, I'm obviously running a lot of kilometers because I'm training for a marathon. I'm still incorporating a lot of resistance training to prevent myself from getting injured. So maintaining like my strength in my legs especially. Yeah, so... Yeah, getting like a lot of my compound exercises in, doing my calves, lower leg, basically anything revolving around that. And another one is rehab. So resistance training is great for that. A lot of physios, well, with physio guidelines as well, when you are injured, say, I know before I've dislocated my shoulder and the rehab to get back to it being, you know, closer to full strength was using weights to strengthen like my rotator cuffs and a few different things and resistance bands as well
which
were really
impressive.
Good
can't go wrong with a resistance band.
No, you can't. And then like another thing was those cable machines as well can really set them up in a lot of different ways to strengthen a lot of different muscles,
internal rotations, external.
Love it.
Always see you doing them. You'd love that. Also, you know, self-confidence. Like, it's always good when you see a bit of progression. Like, maybe your muscles are getting a bit bigger. Maybe a few veins are popping. It's always... I feel like, in a way, for some people, it can be pretty addictive to see the gains.
I know I've definitely seen you looking in the mirror at yourself a little bit.
I definitely don't, but... When you go to the gym and you see people flexing in the mirror, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's a bit cringeworthy, but you get that. Good on them, though.
Yeah.
Because they're happy with themselves.
It's about self-confidence.
It is.
Also, like, physiologically, you know, it reduces, you know, blood pressure. So that's pretty important for those that suffer from heart diseases. And then also, you know, it increases cardiac output, so your blood's getting to your muscles more efficiently. And then what else? There's a few social side things to
So obviously nowadays with like all these F45, BFT, there's a lot of them. Like these group training sessions are really good because they kind of build a bit of a social camaraderie, I guess. And it also like encourages people to keep going back there because they have friends that go there, so it's a really good spot to catch up with their friends and work out together. So,
bit of accountability as well.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, No, that's true though.
I've actually never been to an F45 session.
Yeah, but you've been to similar...
Yeah, I've been to similar group training sessions.
But yeah, never to F45. Maybe a bit expensive for us, but... But there's also psychological benefits as well. Release of like many different hormones. I know endorphins are released, which makes you really feel good.
Mm.
You feel energized, so...
Yeah, you notice that when you finish a session, like maybe 10, 20 minutes after, you feel...
Really good. I know instead of sometimes in the afternoon having a nap, I'll decide to go to the gym because I'm feeling really tired. But generally after it, I'm back to normal, which is really good.
Love it. Now, moving into a few studies that we've looked... Well, one study that we've looked at, a study by William Kramer. So it's based on resistance training for health and performance. So what he knuckles down is he talks about the three qualities of resistance training, and that is progressive overload, specificity, and variation. Do you want to talk about progressive overload, Brando?
Yeah, so basically when you go to the gym, you start doing some weights, you basically your body adapts to the stimuluses that you've put yourself through because your muscles will tear. Well, basically what happens is your muscle will tear, and then once you've finished and you're recovering, your body sort of heals, and then your muscles grow from trying to rebuild that muscle tear.
And for next time when you've utilized that stimulus, say you've done a dumbbell curl, your body knows what's required. So when we talk about DOMS...
delayed onset of muscle soreness, that stands for.
You know that first time of a gym session that you haven't been to for a while? I haven't experienced that as much lately. But you know that always initial time, DOMS, it kills you so much.
Yeah.
But a week after when you do it again, and a week again, like...
Your body's adapted.
Your body's adapted, you don't get the DOMS.
Yeah.
So...
And one noticeable thing is that when... people that, haven't been to the gym before, they actually can gain strength really quickly.
Mm.
And the reason is because they haven't been doing anything before that. So the body adapts really quickly.
So again, with progressive overload, it's important that you increase that in increments.
Yep. Yeah, so, and you don't want to increase over 2 to 10%, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So if you do... it can, you know, lead to injuries, which we don't really recommend it all doing. So take your time. Kyle, do you have...
So the second one was specificity. So Kramer says that, you know, the most effective training resistance training programs are designed individually to bring out specific adaptations. So again, go back to football. You know, you want to be basing lower limbs, even upper limbs
as well.
For tackling. So
getting out of a tackle,
yeah, if you can. I never could.
Dustin Martin like.
So yeah, just really making it specific to your sport, to what you're training towards. And then the third one is variation. So he talks that it's a systematic alteration of resistance training program over time. So you allow the body to adapt to new stimuluses, so new exercises, switching it up, more reps, less reps, different sets, how many sets are you doing, increase the weight, velocity, like what sort of power output are you doing.
Mm.
So it's good to have that variation to mix up, and it also keeps you engaged. So with that, you know, be creative with different exercises that you adapt to your program. You know, learn and use more new movements.
And I think it keeps you like excited to continuing on. Yeah. Like, I guess like the same thing repetitively can get boring. So mixing up is great.
Yep.
Good one from
100%.
You.
And then just with a little statistic for resistance training, it was a review by Nager Mega. So in 2008, they highlighted participants after 6 months period of moderate to high intensity weight training, they elicited increase of strength ranging from 25 to 100%.
Yeah, pretty. So that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's pretty alarming.
And that's that possibly could have been because they were newbies as well.
Yeah,
where
potentially.
You, where you get that increase massively straight away. Mm,
that's why it's varied from 25 to 100. So there was probably a mixture of different participants.
Yeah, and I know there are heaps of studies that just show how positive resistance training is. And on that as well as when you get over the age of 25 to 26, you actually decrease in your strength over time as you get older. So one thing that you can do to reduce or slow down this reduction in strength is, again,
consistently doing resistance
training weekly. Mm. So
I agree. All right, let's move on. So, you know, how do people be more productive at the gym?
I think firstly, it begins with learning the basics. Mm-hmm. So when I think about as being a teacher, I hope that every student can learn the basics early on, and as a strength and conditioning coach, because if they are doing it wrong, they're going to hurt themselves and then they're probably may never go back because they've hurt themselves.
Yeah, and they're scarred from that experience.
And a lot of people doing compound lifting, they will complain about getting a sore back or typically that lower back, but that's because they definitely are not doing it right. And I can say when I was a bit of a newbie, I was actually lifting a little bit wrong and I was getting a sore back as well. And I was a little bit naive. I was just thinking, nah, compound lifts. And what I mean by compound lifts is like the squats and deadlifts.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, nah, it's not for me because my body's just can't cope with it. But you definitely can.
So what would you say for like a new person going into a gym? Like what's the best way to approach that?
Should they
see like a PT or?
Yeah, I'd definitely recommend seeing a PT early if you are a novice, a beginner, and you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. But you can also, if you know someone that goes to the gym all the time, why don't you just go and have a chat with them and see if they can teach you a few things.
Yeah,
and in this day and age, God, we have some really good free education on YouTube.
Yeah,
I know it's probably not in the gym. You still want to get that PT just so that they can actually see what you're doing.
You can visualize it right there and then how the movement looks, and then you can do it yourself and get feedback straight away. So that's pretty important.
Yes. And another one, once you do know those basics, is getting a program.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say this is because if you go to the gym and you don't have a program and you just wander around wasting time thinking, oh, what should I do today?
Yeah. What should I do next? Oh, someone leg extensions.
Yeah. Oh, someone's doing that now. I'm not sure what I can do now. Get a program that suits you, has your sets and reps, and just basically follow it and stick to it.
I agree. Can't go wrong with that one. It keeps you, you know, more accountable as well, and you actually see results when you stick to a program.
So, definitely. Yeah. I know I'm so much more productive when I'm following a program.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
The next one I would say to get more productivity is schedule for when you're going to the gym. So, you know, lay it out throughout the week, schedule what days you're going. Maybe you're going after work. So pack your bag, put your gym clothes in there so you don't have to worry about it. So there's no friction when you're going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know you're going there and you're getting shit done.
Yeah. Because I know that I think you, me, everyone does it. You'll go, oh no, I'll just quickly go home.
Yeah.
But you go home and then other things happen.
Yeah, that's
you
might right.
Might be a little bit tired. You might end up going, having a nap, and then you don't end up going. So that was a great one.
That's a big one. And then once you get to the gym, train with conviction and intention. So, you know, make sure you're getting all your reps in. Make sure you're doing it with intensity and, you know, even
purpose.
It's your last set. Do it with intensity.
I love it.
Do it with joy. Grind it out.
And a bit of music might help with that motivation too.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Music cannot go astray. The next one as well is record what you're lifting. This is really important because for me, when I wasn't recording what I was lifting, I'd usually forget the next week what weight I was going at.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe I'm lifting heavier one week.
And then drop them back.
So there's no consistency as such. And days I was a lot sorer than the others because maybe I was doing a weight that was maybe a bit too much.
Dropping back and forth.
Yeah,
and
so the progressive overload was just out of whack.
Yeah.
So
So that recording, you say, yeah, definitely helps with that overloading.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you know where you're up to.
Yeah, so, you know, whether it's within 3 weeks where you do your overload, it's, you know, increasing that the weight by 2 or 10%, depending. But in saying that as well, like, progressive overload can be switching different exercises that are harder as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can be hard to gauge what weight because the exercise is actually harder.
Yeah, because you have those progressions.
Yeah.
That you want to incorporate as you get stronger, which is really good. Oh, this next one, I like it. this little big dot point. Yeah. It is big. Mm. And timing between sets.
Mm.
So, or and reps as well, I should say. Like, you're doing your reps and you see a lot of people, sets.
Mm.
You see a lot of people that just get so distracted by their phones.
Yeah.
And I think you see it all the time. People, they'll do a set
and then
they'll sit on their phone for
5 minutes,
2 minutes goes, they're still on it.
Yeah.
Another 5 minutes goes and they're just, you know, they've got stuck in reels or something like that on TikTok. I'm not sure what goes on, but one thing that I think you should do is time what you're doing in between those sets. So
that's the best way to do that.
Sometimes I will literally on my phone click a timer.
Yeah.
And then it beeps and then I'm back into it.
Yeah. Majority of these people these days have smart watches. So for me, I actually do it on my watch. So that's pretty convenient, whether that's a minute and a half, depending on the weight range and reps that I'm doing. So those vary, but that's specific to my program. But it's important that you do get the reps right. The
sets.
Time between sets.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure your muscles are always under tension at the appropriate times.
Yep. And the next one to increase your productivity is learning your compound exercises. And why I say this is because when you're doing these exercises, you typically hit a lot more muscle groups.
Yep.
It's kind of like you're working your whole body. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, compound exercises, including your deadlifts,
yep,
your RDLs and squats.
Yep.
But if you're not confident and you're not sure what you're doing, go and see a PT and learn it.
Yeah.
Because these are ones where if you're not doing it right, you'll get a sore lower back.
Yeah.
Or other things, as other complications can happen. So learn it and include it in your program, I say.
Definitely. Last one.
Last one. This is just my personal opinion, but I think you should be in and out of a gym within 60 minutes.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Max of maybe 90 minutes.
Mm.
But
you got to be efficient with the time that you have. And, you know, we see so many people that are there for a ridiculous amount of time. Like this one time you went to the gym and you were there for an hour. And then I went a bit after and this same dude was still there.
Still there when you left?
Yeah, still there when I left. So that's like, what are you doing?
A 3 hour period. So
he'd
want to have those gains, that's for sure. So, and like with that, sometimes it can be hard to fit it all in the 60 minutes. So maybe think about doing a superset. Or what I do sometimes is, because I can't sometimes get to the gym more than 4 times with my running, I will do a whole body exercises.
Yeah.
So I may go do squatting,
mm-hmm,
and then I may go do some pull-ups.
Yeah.
So
depending on the amount of days that you have access to the gym, that you can go to the gym, it's pretty important that, like, maybe one day you do a full body or maybe all the days. Like, say if you do 2 days, maybe it's pretty important to do two whole bodies.
It varies for the individual,
yeah,
I guess.
That's right.
Perfect.
Brando, tight recommendation for this week. What do you have?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a book and social media type.
It's just a person.
It's a person, yeah. So this person, James Smith, mm-hmm. he is a pretty famous personal trainer turned into, I guess, a bit of an online PT. He's got his own like course or academy, I think he calls it.
Academy, but it's essentially programs that he has on there for people to use.
I guess a little bit similar to Chris Hemsworth's
center.
So there's a lot out there.
Different coaches out there with online programs.
Yeah. But anyway, James Smith, he also has a couple of great books.
Mm-hmm.
First one is called Not a Diet Book.
Yeah.
And the second one, he continues on with the same kind of headline, Not a Life Coach.
Mm. He's actually got another one coming out called...
Something confidence. To do with confidence. Confidence.
How to have confidence or something like that.
Possibly something like that. But he has some really good content on social media. I know he's pretty big on Instagram and...
He loves TikTok.
TikTok as well.
That. Yeah.
He also has podcasts.
Yep.
And it's not too bad. Sometimes it's a bit of a carry-on.
Yeah.
But he is really good when he's on a specific topic.
Yeah.
And it goes deep into something.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, you've read...
I've listened to Not a Diet Book. So that was a good one. Like, he just highlights like the macronutrients. Like, so he talks about your proteins, carbs, and fats, how they're all very important to have. And you know, he goes on that carbs aren't your enemy. Obviously carbs, you know, they're a source of energy for us to utilize. So
I love carbs.
We love carbs, but my stomach, I'm not sure if it does like gluten, so we'll see about that. But yeah, he just holistically looks at diet as a whole, and you know, he breaks it down, he highlights some pretty good points. He even talks about...
Fad diets.
Yep.
he doesn't believe in them.
Fad diets, you know, as long as...
Can you maintain
it? If you're trying to lose weight, what he loves, his social content's at the moment all about calorie deficit.
Well, he's the calorie deficit king.
He is. So
if you want to learn about losing weight.
Yeah, you'll become an expert at calorie deficit. So, you know, when he talks about fad diets and it's like, well, yeah, they're stripping away foods that depending on the diet, stripping away foods that you love. So you're not having that. So therefore, you're not having as many calories intake.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're going to lose weight. So that's what he's big on.
All the fad diets, they come down to losing more calories. That's being in a calorie deficit at
pretty
the end
much.
Of the day. And you can do that without being on a fad diet, of course.
Not a Life Coach? I haven't read that one yet.
Yeah, again, really great book. I enjoyed it. I know you use the word holistically, but basically it's living holistically, and it was advice on kind of like living productively and like with that and enjoying like the process of life and being healthy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different things that sort of resonated with me in that book, which I really enjoyed. So
you got any?
No, there was a few funny things that I don't know that I enjoyed in it as well. Like,
you'll think it's about not... it after we finish this, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Off the top of my head, I don't have them, but really great and really good education in that as well, I think.
Yep. So if you want to see some controversial topics, James Smith, he's pretty good at that because he's got a pretty strong opinion.
He does that indeed. Kyle, do you have a tight tip for the week?
Tight tip for the week. This was something that I knew better about, but I fell to my own hunger. So we went to the football. I had food before it, but I got really hungry at halftime. So we went to the MCG to watch the Tigers. I actually won that week, which was good. But I got food and water, and it set me back $18. I thought I got shot in the heart. So my recommendation is do not buy food at the MCG. Well, any. It would probably be most facilities.
Yeah. Anywhere like that's generally pretty expensive.
Like the burger wasn't that big. I was shocked. So don't fall for that trap. Eat plenty of food before you go there.
I love it.
What about you? You got one?
I don't really have one, but I think just being after Easter, I worked all long weekend, so every day was a public holiday. So I racked in the cash, I should say, there.
So and, don't work during the week and only work on public holidays.
Basically, yeah. It's the only time to work hard.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, okay. Brando, I want to see you finish us with a nice motivational quote. Yep. That revolves around gymming. What's the personnel that you're gonna?
Yeah, so I did find a really good quote, and I was gonna try impersonate, and maybe I should give it a bit of a go. I'm not sure how it'll be, but it's by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm laughing too much now.
He's trying to do an impersonation. Let's do it. Come on, give it a go.
I know that I'll be back.
Just make sure you get it quite right.
Okay, so if you don't find the time, if you don't do the work, you don't get results.
Oh my God.
Give me yours.
Sorry about it. Nah, I can't do it.
Okay, you probably couldn't beat that. So
very impressive. Anyway, so we'll finish the episode. Hope you enjoyed. So stay tight. And most importantly, next time you go to the gym, get the most out of your session.
Be productive. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for listening to our podcast. It would mean so much to us if you could leave a review and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of the action. If you like this chat and would like to know more information, you can find us on Instagram @thatstightmate.